Wyatt doesn't understand why God wants to save us. He thinks God would rather be left alone. What should I tell him?
You could explain that God would much rather have a relationship with your friend. Guess what? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Have you ever lost something really important, like your favorite toy or your phone or even a pet? I'm sure if you did, you looked all around until you found what you had lost. Well, guess what? That's exactly how God feels about you. He loves you so much that he's looking to find you and save you. But you have to believe in him. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Our story today is called Ranger. Amir closed his eyes and sighed in frustration. For the first time, Wyatt had accepted an invitation to go to church. The teacher had explained that people are lost in sin, and Jesus came to find them and save them. But Wyatt didn't understand. "I don't get it," he said as he and Amir walked home. "It doesn't make sense. A perfect God wouldn't search for people because he wouldn't need them for anything, especially not people who keep messing up all the time." Amir didn't know how to explain it any better than their teacher had. "I've had enough God talk," Wyatt said as they rounded the corner. "Want to stop at my house for a while?" Amir nodded. When the boys arrived at Wyatt's house, his little sister Rosalie ran up to them. "Wyatt," she called, "Ranger's missing." "What?" Wyatt suddenly looked like he was about to panic. He loved his family's dog. "I looked all around the neighborhood for him, but I can't find him," said Rosalie. "Can you go look for him, Wyatt?" "I'll help," said Amir, and the boys took off in different directions, calling the dog's name and whistling for him. Amir circled the block, and when he got back to Wyatt's house, he found Wyatt throwing sticks for the dog. "Ranger heard me call and came to me," Wyatt said with a grin. "I think he wanted to be found." That gave Amir an idea. "Why did you have to go and look for Ranger?" he asked. "Because he was lost," said Wyatt, looking puzzled. "Besides, I didn't have to look for him. I wanted to. He's my dog. He belongs with me." Amir grinned. "Right. And you know what? Jesus didn't have to look for us either. He wanted to because he made us and we belong with him. Jesus loves you, Wyatt, even more than you love Ranger. He wants to find you and he can, but you have to want to be found." Wyatt looked a bit startled. "Come over sometime and we can talk about it some more," said Amir. "Okay?" Wyatt watched Ranger chew the end of a stick. "Maybe," he said thoughtfully. "I'll think about it." Well, how about you? Have you ever lost something really important to you and wanted to find it? That's how God feels about people and about you. If you haven't trusted Jesus as your Savior, you're lost in sin. Now, the good news is that Jesus is looking for you. So trust him to find you and bring you home. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Luke 19:10.
"The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
And our key thought for today, God wants to find you. The Keys for Kids stories are a lot of fun for me to read to you every day. And if you want to share them with a friend or someone in your family, here's an idea. Your parents can sign up to get the stories in their email at keysforkids.org/subscribe. When you hear a Keys for Kids story you like, ask mom or dad to send the email with that story to your friend. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.